Good morning, Medford and Somerville. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts. This is Amy, and you're listening to We'll Put a Pin in This. And we also have special guest Noosh on the air, i.e. Anushka, and her mic should work, but try talking.
Hello. Hi.
Can you hear? I feel like you probably can't.
Well, I think they can. I don't know.
Can you hear in your headphones?
Oh, can I? Yes.
Yes? Okay, my headphones are broken.
Can you not hear me?
I can't hear you, but I can hear you in real life, so
well,
that's
maybe
cool.
Everyone else can.
That's all that matters, guys. This is Noosh's first time on air, so I don't know. Yeah.
Debut.
This is your debut. So we were just talking about mood rings, and her mood ring was black, guys.
Black apparently means fearful. But when I looked up the mood ring chart, it said mood ring chart 2022. So maybe they change every year. And I don't know how old this mood ring is. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
In 2022, I'm fearful right now.
Right in this moment. Maybe after New Year's, you
maybe
won't be fearful anymore.
Maybe black will change to happy.
Excited. Yeah, I feel like that's not real. That's gotta be fake. Like, they not only are they, like, temperature-sensed charts, but they're changing them every year. Like, this is, like, worse. This is... Kids aren't gonna believe this. Like, I don't know.
Well, my thing is that how can I be in so many different temperatures for it to change a different color every time?
That's crazy.
Like, so all the buildings are, like...
Multi-climate area.
Yeah.
Tufts University. It is, though. Like, you walk outside, you're freezing... Then you come in, and then you, like, start sweating. It's, like, a lot.
Yeah, I am sweating.
So, it's okay. I'm sorry.
Ago.
It's okay. The super puff was keeping you warm. I'm sorry for shouting you out like that. I'm sorry for exposing you. It's really cute. It's
okay.
Green. It's good. I like it.
It's got to be a super puff or a gray goose here.
A gray goose. Oh, true.
Options.
Or J. Crew. That's me and my J. Crew. Okay. So, Noosh picked a couple songs. I also picked a couple songs.
Yeah,
so, we're going to kind of alternate between the two. You just heard The Start of Something by Voxtrot off of Early Music. And they kind of sound like the Smiths. And I don't know if I like it because of that. But
I don't think it's a banger.
It's a banger? Yeah, okay.
I think it, like, is one of those songs that makes you, like,
it's just, like, a jumping song. You ever just it's like, jump?
It's like a nodding your head really, really fast.
Yeah. It's, like, getting you going for the day.
Yeah.
I forget.
I feel like I'm going.
You're going? Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, where are you going?
SEC, after this.
Oh, wow. That's big.
But, no, please.
Okay. We have a song by... I don't know if you guys can hear the sirens outside.
Really
if
loud.
You can, I'm so sorry. This is
it
just...
mean to call sirens annoying?
I don't know. I feel like it's not, like, mean to who?
What?
Like, you know?
Is it, like, ignorant?
I don't think so. I think, it like, they have to happen, and that's okay if you're annoyed by it.
I think they're purposely annoying.
They are purposely annoying.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, they designed it that way. Cool. Look at that. Okay, so our next song is by The Chicks. It's called Everybody Knows, and it's off of Taking the Long Way, and it is Noosh's pick. So...
I love this song. My friend Lucy showed it to me, like, a couple months ago, and... I feel like I feel so perceived. Everyone, I think everyone feels this, but, like, Tufts and the dining hall and the SEC, it's just, like, the song is just about everyone seeing you all the time and, like, being okay with it.
That's wow.
Yeah.
That's so deep.
Okay.
Here we go. Yeah. Get perceived, everybody. Here we go. This is Everybody Knows by The Chicks. Okay, that was Everybody Knows by, who was that by? Do you know?
The Chicks.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to make sure the mics are loud enough. I feel like they're
Noel
not.
Noel said I'm a little bit quiet.
A little bit quiet.
But I can also speak up.
You can also, no, that's not why you're quiet.
Okay.
I don't think it's your fault. So maybe it is your fault. You're doing it all wrong.
Okay, it
first
like
day
you're
in the stew,
okay,
you're not.
Right.
No. I'm just kidding.
Sorry I'm not wearing a cool, like, indie boy fit.
Okay. No.
It has, like, a button down, but, like, it's a short sleeve over a long sleeve.
It's cold, guys. that's all.
She looks cool.
You're wearing a skirt and
yeah, so I'm not.
You're also looking cool.
She's built different.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
No,
like she's weathering. What's it called? Weathering
weather
the cold.
Resistant.
Weather resistant. Wait, what does that mean?
Weathering the cold.
What does that mean?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. You laughed like that was like the most offensive thing I could have said. Okay.
It's just not what I. Because I said weather resistant.
Oh.
So we were really on different pages.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
it's
okay.
Okay. Yeah,
it's early, okay. And we're just getting into it. So.
Get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Okay, we talked about your mood ring.
Theme.
What's your
my
yeah your theme?
Theme for my songs.
Yes.
Is hippies of all ages.
Okay. Yes.
That's what I decided.
I feel like
night.
You're gonna see this throughout.
Yes.
Maybe we'll play another one of your songs to
we
keep it cohesive.
We don't have to. I feel like they're not that cohesive with each other.
Then we're gonna disrupt the theme.
Yeah, disrupt the theme.
Disrupt the theme. Is the theme
be
there
disruptive.
To be disrupted?
Always.
Always.
I feel like hippies are very go with the flow.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So
it sounds like her audio is coming from your mic. That's so weird. Okay, wait.
Wait,
what does your mic say? Mic 4.
My audio is... Wait, is this better? Is
yes.
Someone listening?
Wait,
is this better?
I can
okay,
hear
I'm
you a little bit more.
I'm talking in the side of it.
Okay.
And now I'm talking in the front of it.
Okay. Can
okay.
you hear now? All right. We're getting lots of audience feedback, which
thank
means that
so
people
much,
are listening.
Guys,
thank
hi.
You so much.
Thank you so much for your constructive criticism.
Yes. We love to see it. Okay. So next up, we have a song called... I actually don't know what to do here. I think I'm going to do yours.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to do Oregon by
yeah.
Bristen
yep.
Maroney.
By Bristen Maroney.
Maroney. Yes. Oregon repping.
Hi, Beekshu. This sounds
great. Oh, that's so cute. Okay, here we go. This is I don't know. This is off of Oregon/Harvard.
There's only two songs on that album, and one is called Oregon, and one is called Harvard,
oh,
which is
oh.
weird. Cause
it is. It's interesting.
I'm from Oregon, and now I live by Harvard.
You do?
So
wow.
This is written about
very
me.
Very fitting. How do you feel about the song before we're going in?
I like it. I don't really think it's related to Oregon at all, except for the very first line.
Okay.
But I think it's like a fun, dancey little song.
Fun, dancey song.
It's a good, like, driving song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, get ready.
Enjoy.
Everybody get in your cars
get
right
in
now
your car right
and listen
now.
To this song. Okay.
Get in your zip car.
Yes.
Tough student.
Real. Okay, here we go. This is Oregon.
Come around.
Okay. That was a cute song. Okay. Yes, wait. Everybody, yes. Okay, these guys, I'm so sorry with the audio here, but this is just how it is.
Our audience says it's better now.
That's great. Oh my gosh, my audience said that too. That's so okay, so exciting.
Cross check.
Okay, yes. So that was Oregon.
That was Oregon.
And I agree. It was dancey.
It's
and
really
it was cute. I don't know.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of my best friend, Li Chu.
Oh, yeah?
Because I sent it to her kind of as a joke, but then we both really like it now.
I feel like we have those songs here, too. We have all the, like, Walden Pond songs.
We also have... I thought you meant us, too. And for us, it's... Okay. By
Austin Mahone. Is that our song? Is
I
that
think that's
real?
Our joke song that became
Gangnam
Style me.
Gangnam guys, yeah, something happened when we were listening to Gangnam Style.
I was an out-of-body experience.
I can't even tell you.
Over the summer, we like got a little bit wine drunk with this guy, not with this kid, Amy's like home friend, Merkin. Wait, I don't remember his
name. Oh, Ethan. Ethan Minkoff. We also got juice drunk, I think.
Yeah, it was like placebo.
It was
but then we put on
really good apple juice.
oh. We were really tired over the summer.
Yes. We just started. I think like what happened? Oh yeah. So we made shakshuka. That was the first.
The shuk was the
notable
first
action.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Not because of me.
Okay.
I'm learning how to season.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to season things, and it was inspiring. So yeah, we made the shakshuka.
Mm-hmm.
We I don't know what happened to prompt that.
Juice.
We drank some juice. We drank
some water.
Yeah. We had some. Yeah. I don't know. And then we just started watching YouTube videos.
And Gangnam Style called our name.
And then we just started, like, really just jumping around and dancing. And it was the most fun I've had so long. I feel like you have to be there.
Point.
You have to be there.
You did have to be there.
And then, like, other people were in the house, and they were, like, really confused,
yeah.
I think Ellen was there, probably. Yeah. And then I was like, wow, I feel so bad, because her room borders the room that we were listening to Gangnam Style in. But... That's okay. I feel like that was anticlimactic, but guys, I'm telling you, try it. Like,
you
need to try it.
You don't know what to do.
It's so good.
If one night you don't know what to do,
just
on
go
Gangnam
for
Style
it.
Really loud.
And yeah,
it'll make you feel good.
It will. It's cathartic.
It is cathartic.
yeah, and that's okay. Also, I know. Okay, I like doing a lot of talking. These headphones are going in and out. Wow,
mine
this is crazy.
Are fine.
I think
you have like three other options.
I do. It's okay. Like, that doesn't work in my right ear, and my right ear has the issues.
Is your right ear the one that already doesn't work?
My right ear doesn't work. So it's like, it's perfect, because I don't want it to hurt my right ear. It is fate. But yeah, okay, Noosha's talking about the importance of hippie women.
Okay.
That's what she has come here to do, guys.
Here's what I think. I just think that older hippie women... No, this is not like a... This is not like
No,
a,
I know.
That. It's not a gay thing. It's like a...
No, I didn't
like
think
a,
it was a gay
okay,
thing.
Okay, it's like a... I think they're really cool because they know a lot about the world.
I feel like it's a role model thing.
Yeah, they're role... And they're just like chillers. And like, I was telling Amy that there's like all these like hippie women in like the different shops in Portland.
Yes.
And that those are really the only new friends I want.
Yes.
Right now.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Are you friends with any of them currently? Do you have any friendships?
Like friends' moms in Portland.
Ooh.
But I don't think that like really counts.
Okay. It's your road to friendship.
My
road
to friendship with hippie women.
Okay.
I think you should try it.
I'll try it. I feel like there's no hippies here.
There are.
Okay.
They're here.
We'll go and find some hippies and befriend them.
We've said the word hippie like. So many times.
Is that generalizing too much?
I mean, I just mean like the ones who wear like shawls.
Okay. That's
if that helps.
Okay, guys. This is what I have written down in my note. Befriend the tea shop women.
Yes.
So I guess do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're so inclined. And I don't know. Or find your version of the tea shop
women. Yeah, that's what it is.
I think
models.
That's the lesson, but yeah,
yeah.
I like that. So okay, that was a long break. It's already 10:23. That's so sad. It's okay. No, we don't do this every time. We do. Oh, that's okay. Talking
talkers.
Is good. We are talkers. Okay, we're gonna play and we're gonna keep the theme going. And we're going to do a song. Still you.
Wow.
I'll take the end of the show.
Okay.
I feel like my songs don't, like, fit in as well.
Okay.
So it's going to be very random, guys. It's very exciting. Okay, this is Linger by the Cranberries. Off of Everyone Else Is Doing It. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This song reminds me of Dairy Girls. Dairy Girls.
I've seen Dairy Girls with you. It was great. Watch Dairy Girls. It's so funny.
Watch Dairy Girls.
Okay, here we go. This is Linger. Enjoy.
But I
Okay, guys, that was Linger by the Cranberries. I really like that one.
Love an Irish band.
That's Irish? That's why you said Dairy Girls. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I heard that song for the first time in the Craft Center a while back. And I don't know, I was like, guys, what song is this? Like, I did the thing.
Did you ask Siri?
No, I didn't ask Siri. I just asked the girl. I just asked the girl. Because there's like times when it's okay to ask Siri.
I don't know why you think it's embarrassing.
And there's times when it's not okay.
You can do it on the low.
I can't do it on the low, though. That's the issue.
Put it up to your face really close and ask quietly.
What song is this? Yeah. I'm going to start logging the song so you guys don't have to do that. What song is this to me? I'm going to, look at that.
That is full circle.
Full circle. Okay, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's embarrassing. I have like, Snapchat used to have a feature where you can press down and it tells you what song. And I feel like that was very discreet. And now I can't figure out how to do it. I feel like they changed it.
I feel like
wait.
What?
Okay. I think that's better. Okay.
It's better again?
I don't know, but hopefully. Yeah. Go ahead, though.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, I want to talk about your wakefulness that you were talking about.
I forgot about this. That's so great.
Amy was just saying how being on this show, and I think she said she says it's just...
Wow. Yeah. That was beautiful. Wait. So being on this show, coming in on Fridays, because I have class every day at 10:30, and then I have the show at 10 on Friday, which is earlier, which I don't mind, but it's like so nice to come in here and like I just feel like I exercised after, like I get the same happiness level endorphins.
Do you sweat as much?
I do, guys. No, I am just kidding. I don't. I really don't. I don't know how to prove that though. Wait outside of the studio and I will show you. I am not sweaty. Yeah. That's great. Oh my god. This is great. But yeah. So I don't know. If you guys
want
to have a radio show, I guess it's fun. I don't know. Maybe it's like that feeling of like productivity but you also enjoyed it. And that's what I don't get from classes. Or, like, I don't know. There's just too many in a row. I think maybe I would if I had a better schedule. Different schedule. But, yeah, it is coming soon. I don't know if it would be better, but I have more night classes. I think that's good.
Night classes could be good. I feel like
I could be a night person. Yeah. I'm usually a morning person, which is good because I can get myself together in the morning and then go to my night class. Maybe.
Right.
That's the vision. And I have no choice, essentially. What about you?
I think I go back and forth. There was a time last year where I was making myself wake up at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Which was quite unsustainable.
You did it for a long time, though.
I sustained it, but then I really overcorrected.
You sustained the unsustainable.
I sustained the unsustainable.
That's, yeah.
But I think there's just something about night time.
It's peaceful. And we get it early now.
Yeah, we get it starting at... 4 p.m.
Honestly, 3. Like, we get golden hour 3. It's not bothering me as much anymore, which is great.
I think golden hour at 3 is good.
I think it's fine.
Like, it makes you look all nice and glowy, and I feel like 3 p.m. is a good time.
It's like a fine time. I don't know. Yeah. My car says it's 2 hours later than it actually is. So if I'm, like, driving...
Extra hour.
I don't know. Okay. 1 hour came from daylight savings. Another hour is a mystery hour. It just showed up. So every time I'm driving, let's say it's 12 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And like
you're
it,
at 12
like,
where are you going?
I don't know.
Where are you going at 12 in the morning?
I don't know. I went to a friend's house and I stayed until 12 and then I drove back. And it said it was like 1 in the morning and there's something. No, it said it was 2 in the morning. And there's something really, like, weirdly, like, oh, like, wow, the whole world is asleep. But they're not actually. I don't know. I feel like it was. I was gaslighting my car was gaslighting me.
A healthy gaslight.
It was a healthy gaslight. Wow. This is great, guys. I don't know. It also just makes me. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Undeveloped thoughts on that. We'll put a pin in that. Yes. Oh my god, that's us. There's so... Wow. Is that... Oh my god, I should have put that as the description of the show. That's okay. Okay. We're going to do another song. We're going to do our PSA after that. This is a different type of song. I feel like Nusha's were more upbeat. This is a little bit... I made a playlist. This is really embarrassing. I made it, and it's called Lipstick Grunge. And I don't think it falls under, like, either of those things, but both of those words remind me of this song, like, a little bit.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. That. Guys, let me know what you think, if you're still on. But, yeah, this is called Bloom For Me by Pearly Drops off of Call For Help. And don't quote me on the lipstick grunge thing. I don't want to be known for that. Okay, here we go. Enjoy. Okay, that was, I don't even remember the name, but I've been listening to it for a lot of times this past week. Let me see if I can remember. It's not called, okay, no, I don't remember. It's Bloom For Me.
Did you not say what it was called? Oh, yeah, Bloom For Me.
Bloom For Me. I think I did say what it was called, but I like to bookend it because people don't hear. Like, I don't hear.
People just can't listen.
I just, in one ear, yeah, people just don't listen, guys. I'm telling you, like, I don't know. No, just kidding. I don't listen, and people I'm doing
no
it for people.
Span.
Like, literally, I'm just doing this off the basis that, like, I forget, and yeah. I don't listen. Not on purpose. Like, I care about what you're saying, but...
Goldfish memory. It's a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
No, have you seen Ted Lasso? Mm. It is a good thing.
Oh, my God.
Because then, like, if something bad happens...
Then
you're
fine.
And
I
it's
guess
gone the
so.
Next day.
I guess so. No, I think it's like medium goldfish, where it's like if I'm really busy.
Beta fish.
No.
Puffer
fish.
No, that's like something else. Give us a medium fish.
Oh, a medium sized fish.
Like something that's medium from goldfish.
Oh, let me think. Okay, this is tough. I don't.
The memory of a trout, maybe.
A trout.
Yeah.
Yeah, the intellect of a trout.
Yeah.
That's we're gonna work on that. I think it has great potential though. But yeah, I feel like if you're busy, then your brain just like goes to mush a little bit. So and then if you're like very peaceful and like chilling, then maybe you have like a dolphin memory.
Do dolphins have? Yeah.
Dolphins have big brains, I think. Bigger than gold. Dolphins
definitely
are like
objectively bigger than.
They're
goldfish.
Like the smartest. They're very smart, I think.
Is that because they're mammals?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Because I feel like whales would have the reputation of being smart too, but for some reason
I think
I feel
that's
like
just
dolphin.
Because they can like make the noise. That's dolphin. Dolphins have echolocation. This is not important.
No, this is important. This is the important stuff.
So do beluga whales.
I met a beluga whale one time.
You met a beluga whale?
His name was Enoch. He lives at the Mystic Aquarium. I was really little.
Do you think he's happy there?
I don't know.
Do you think he's still there?
I don't know. He looked really cute. I can look him up. Honestly, I feel like they put their animals on the website, on the web. So I'm going to check for Enoch and see if he's still there. But yeah. Okay. We have a PSA for you guys, I think. Do we have?
Yeah.
Okay. A good one?
So Amy was just talking about driving at 2 a.m. And obviously she would never, ever be under the influence doing that.
Yes.
And nor should anybody. On November 2nd, Raiders football star Henry Ruggs chose to drive drunk and smashed his Corvette into Tina Tintor's Toyota, horrifically burning her to death and ending his own life as he had known it. Drunk driving is a crime that kills, and in 2021, there is always a safe way to get where you need to go. So if you've been drinking alcohol, never even think about driving a motor vehicle. People die that way.
I feel like it's weird that they called him out.
I know. There's a lot of name dropping
That feels really personal. But
also, it's interesting that they said the types of car. But
yeah,
I guess that
maybe that makes it worse.
It's important. I think Corvettes
it's showing them
Toyotas,
recklessness.
Right. Those are normally safe cars.
Yeah.
And they were not being safe. So
are Corvettes safe?
I feel like they're very flashy.
All I can think
is that TikTok song that's like,
Corvette. Oh, Corvette, Corvette.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in so long.
Well,
oh, that's bringing back some horrible memories.
Hey.
No, not with you. Not with you. I feel like that was a freshman year thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's an interesting.
Bitch. Oh.
No.
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 Oh.
Not
no.
That.
Not that.
Whatever. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay. We're going on to. Okay. We've literally played six songs. This is funny. But I think the banter is higher quality than the songs, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Equal caliber.
We gotta split it up. Okay. We have another song called, I played this a while ago, but I want to recycle it because it's been a long time. I played it in the summer.
It's good for the earth.
It is. It's called Andrew and Drag by the Magnetic Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Off of Love at the Bottom of the, it says dot, 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 but I'm going to guess C. Love at the
Ocean?
Bottom of the
C.
See. We'll see. I'll check. But yeah, I like this song. It's really, it's like just a, you know how people say it's just a guy? Like, it's just a song.
Got it.
I don't know how else to explain
it. The Simon of songs.
Yeah, I'm going to work on my song describing vocabulary for next week.
We'll make a Quizlet.
We'll make a Quizlet. That's a great idea. Okay, we're going to do that. Okay, this is Andrew and Drag. Everybody, enjoy.
A pity she does not exist, a shame he's not a fag. The only girl I ever loved was Andrew and Drag. There is no hope of love for me, from here on I go stag. The only girl I'll ever love is Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. Yeah. I don't know why I even went, it's really not my bag. Just thought it might be funny to see Andrew. Pine away forevermore for Andrew and Drag.
Okay, that was Andrew in Drag by The Magnetic Fields, and followed by Secret Plan by Drugstore. I don't know how to say it.
What?
It's like, I'll show you. This is really embarrassing.
Drugstore Romeos.
Really? That's really...
Romeo?
Romeo? It's either...
It's spelled like Romeo.
Romeo, okay.
With an S.
That was the debate. That was the debacle. But yeah.
I wasn't a part of this debate.
It was an inner debacle. Yeah, don't worry. You didn't miss much.
Oh, I'm green now.
Oh my god, Moodring is matching her whole outfit. She's wearing like 4 different clothing items that are green. And Brayden did this too yesterday, actually. He was wearing all green.
Oh my god.
I'm liking it though. I feel like green is good.
Green means mixed emotions.
So you went from nervous to mixed emotions and nervous.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about my Moodring.
Or wait, you went from fearful to mixed and nervous. Okay. This is great. Wow.
Maybe this because we were talking about my cromposal.
Oh, yeah. We were talking... Yeah, something beautiful was going to happen on air.
I don't think
But we're
going to
postpone.
Anymore.
We're going to postpone.
We'll do it at a different point.
Yeah.
I'll do it at a different point.
It's a... Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to happen right now. Oh, there's a DJ e-chat. Okay. Okay. What were our other points? Do we have any other... We have 12 minutes left. This show went by super fast, I feel like.
The show did go by really fast.
Yeah.
I want a radio show so badly.
You can come on more. I didn't realize you had this block free.
I do.
Okay.
But also, it's your show, so...
No, it's more fun with guests.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to do... Like, I did Harrison last week. I did you this week. I said that I would come in... at 7 on Saturday and do a show like 7 in the morning.
Wow.
Because I was like, I need to do
just
at least
for your,
one
just
sub
for fun?
No, like the sub list is very competitive. Like the minute after someone puts like a message that they need a sub, like at least like 5 different people respond.
Wow.
And it's like within the minute. So then you can't tell who did it first, and like I don't check my phone, and I like turn my notifications on, and even still cannot get to it with that level of precision. So I just took what I could get and got the early one.
I feel like that's how you tell if someone's being fake, is like see if they respond to the WMFO.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Clearly.
That is the way to tell.
That is the way to tell.
Clearly their priorities are somewhere else. So that's a red flag. I don't know. Drop them.
Wait, I kind of want to expose you for something.
Oh God, I don't even know like what this is gonna be. But
I told
go
you about
go
it.
Off.
So I have a weighted blanket in my room.
Oh yeah, okay.
two things happened at once. Amy's neck got cold.
Yeah,
I guess,
it
in
did.
My room, specifically her neck. And also, weighted blankets have like an outer like lining. It's like a duvet, so there's like the outer shell. There's an outer shell and an inner shell. And in order to make the weighted blanket be like flat again, because like the inner shell got like creased up. This is a horrible description.
I can try and like when you're putting your duvet cover on your duvet and you have like the ties on the 4 corners, like they got super messed up.
Yes.
So the blanket was just a big lump of fabric.
Exactly.
So we had to make things right.
Well, Amy's solution to making things right was climbing inside of my blanket.
I mean, you did that too.
I did, but then it was just Amy. I was on my bed.
Okay.
She was on the floor. She was like inside my weighted blanket and her neck was cold, so she put my shirt around her neck.
Oh yeah, no, this was like a freshly out of the dryer
I forgot
shirt.
About that. I
yes.
forgot. That makes more sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Freshly laundered lobster shirt. And she said she felt like she was in middle school.
I don't remember that. You wrote that down?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god.
It's in bold in a note in my notes app.
Because I feel like I would go over to people's houses and just like lay on their floor with them, I feel like, and talk
with their lobster shirts
around my neck.
Got
Yeah. So hence that comment. I feel like that was the most comfortable I've been in so long. It was a horrible sight, but it was so comfortable.
It's not a horrible sight.
Thank you. I'm glad. That's another one where it's like you had to be there, but also you should try it. Like really.
That
so good.
Another theme.
Another
the
theme.
These are role models.
Role models, and
you had to be there, but you should try it.
Yeah, that's so good. It's a great tagline.
It's a good tattoo.
It is a good. You had to be there, but you should try it.
Or maybe not.
I feel like out of context, it doesn't make as much sense.
An Instagram bio.
I feel like cheeky. Oh, that's true. Do you want a cheeky tattoo? It depends on what kind of person you are.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's for you to. That's for you
Vote
to say.
In the comments.
Vote in the comments.
Don't exist.
Yeah.
Vote in my in our Instagram DMs.
Oh, yes. Okay. I don't know. Like, I make this playlist that has, like, 20 million songs on it that I could play. And it's, like, I set myself up to have decision fatigue in the morning. And I had this thought at night. Thank you. I was like, I'm really just doing this to myself. But I like to have the options. So this is what's happening. And, you know, I'm going to play a 1975 song as a result of that. So this must be my dream by the 1975. It's 4 minutes long, so we should have enough time to say goodbye before the hour ends. But everybody enjoy. Here we go. Okay, that was This Must Be My Dream off of... No, that was by the 1975 off of I Like It When You Sleep, For You Are So Beautiful Yet So Unaware of It. I don't know why he titled it that. It's kind of creepy.
Hey, Amy, I like it when you sleep.
Wow.
I'm just saying that because you said you haven't been sleeping.
Oh, I wasn't sleeping. That's okay, guys. Oh, this is
you
the prompt.
You are so beautiful when you sleep.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The hypnotizing posts that are like, you are so beautiful when you sleep. You.
Ha, you're too sexy to be not to be sleep deprived.
True. True. But no, okay. That has been happening because I feel like the week up to a match, everyone's like, okay, like, be healthy.
Squash match.
Squash match. Stay healthy. Be well rested. Be super.
Everyone being Joe.
Everyone being coach. Joe, which is okay. It's what we should be doing.
Right.
And I don't know why, but for some reason, like, every time I am told to do that, I just, like, cannot sleep. Because it's like, I go to bed, I'm like, I'm supposed to be sleeping well, and then I just can't do it.
It's like when you're walking towards the dishes, then your mom says, do the dishes.
Kind of. Kind of. But it's like, I feel like you don't control. Kate was telling me that she, like, actively tries to fall asleep by, like, pushing up her thoughts, which is like, I don't know. That's crazy. I don't do that. I just kind of lay there.
I think it's like the type of thing where when you think about walking too much, you can't do it anymore. So maybe that's what's happening.
That doesn't happen to me.
I fully can't do it anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like I start, like, tripping and.
Okay. I don't.
My arms are, like, swinging weird. I don't know.
That's
we
interesting.
Don't have that much time.
Oh my God. No, it's okay. We have a whole minute.
Yes.
I feel like usually people come and set up. I don't know what's going on today. But yeah. Okay. That happens to me. Not to do this, but, like, when you start thinking about blinking.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but okay. You didn't say it. Okay, I appreciate that. Okay.
Go ahead.
It's okay. I'm not going to think about blinking. I'm going to log our last song. We have 50 seconds left. If you guys enjoyed the show, it's on Fridays at 10. Every Friday I should be here, except one, but I'll tell you in advance. But yeah, tune in next week. We might have another guest on. We might not. Like, full of surprises here. Also, listen to Stranger Waves on Monday at 11. No, I think it's 12.
Harrison's
show.
I think it is at 12.
12, yes. Listen to Stranger Waves at 12. I don't know. And let me know if you want any specific themes, because that is what I have not been delivering on. But I think it's fun. I feel like you get a good, it's like the variety pack. Variety pack. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, and we'll